Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to hour number two of the Computer Corner.
Yaman!
Yaman! You like that, huh?
I dig.
It's funky. It's reggae-y.
Yeah, buddy!
We are now transitioning from our theme to, you know, we had a lot of people say, you know, you guys have themes, you never talk about it. So we spent the whole hour talking about it. So now we'll probably get people saying, okay,
you didn't take my calls.
Don't spend so much time on the theme.
But if you want to get those calls in, now's the time, 602-277-5827. You dial that number, you get somebody to answer and say what's your name and where you're calling from and what's your question, and then you make your way onto the air.
Bada bing, bada boom. If you missed any of the things we talked about, we got tons of resources on our website, including the, I did not realize, we have the Data Doctors Approved link right on our website now. If you go to the Computer Corner section and see today's offerings, in the resource section you will see where it says recommended and rejected software.
And we're going to make like a permalink that's big and in your face that you cannot miss for the future.
Permalink? That's like a Geek Speak of the Week.
Speaking of which...
Or perma... Perma... How about permagrin?
You said Geek Speak of the Week.
Oh.
And that means it's time now for this week's Geek Speak of the Week.
By our very own geek?
Yes!
Gee, thanks, fellas.
That's my annoying game show voice.
Wait a minute. During the week, you definitely take pride in being the alpha geek.
Who's that?
The alpha geek?
Yeah, Garrett.
Yeah.
You know what the alpha geek is?
The first guy you come see when you come in the door.
Well, no, it's like the top-level geek, the geeky
guy. The aggressive guy that's the geeky. He's so geek, it's in your face.
Gee, thanks.
We need more music.
To the Geek Speak of the Week.
This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Information Warfare. It sounds a lot like something you'd hear on Mail Call with Arlie Ermey. A form of warfare that attempts to disrupt or disable an enemy's computer, network,
disrupt
and other sources
or
of information.
Disable an enemy's computer. Where is your information, dirtbag?
There we go. That's the way we need to read this every week.
Oh, we can do the...
This week's Geek Speak of the Week.
Well, maybe we
listen up.
Change it from geek speak.
Private.
Well, you know what? And they have said that information warfare is the biggest unknown risk that, you know, obviously we're going to see a whole lot more of this kind of terrorism via this information warfare. And fortunately, this is one area where we have an upper hand. And as far back as the first Gulf War, we were engaging in information warfare where we were sending stuff to disable enemy computers during the war.
Our attack.
Yeah.
Our aggression, our forward advances.
Our geeks are better than your geeks.
Our kung fu is better than your kung fu.
Exactly. And now, how about our Web Attack free download of the week?
Our Web Attack free download of the week, indeed. Boombox Internet Radio Player.
And what that does?
Oh, what this does.
It lets you put a big thing up on your shoulder so you can walk around like you was stuck in the 80s.
Actually, it lets you record streaming audio. Get the hookup for all your music needs with this rad download. Michael must have wrote
rad it. Rad download?
Yeah.
That does not fit
rad.
At all.
Okay, rad is so 80s. Can we move it up a little bit, Michael? Boombox is a small internet radio player that comes with integrated recording features that enable you to record the broadcast directly to the MP3 file.
Now, so if somebody had this program and was listening to us on the internet, not only could they listen to us, they could potentially record the broadcast.
It would be off the hook.
No, we'd have bootleg Data Doctors over the Computer Corner.
You know what I was thinking?
And then they could file share it on Kazaa.
Oh, no.
I was thinking we should make all of our radio show segments available through Kazaa so people could type in Computer Corner and Kazaa and find...
Yeah.
There's a legal version of file sharing.
Is it? Because, I mean...
Yeah,
it's
not copyrighted.
This show copyright 19...
No, sir.
No.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Garrett.
Absolutely.
Garrett,
now grab those callers so we can get some good ones in here to... Yeah.
Yeah, he's dual, he's multitasking.
You all call me, eh?
Yeah, call.
Right.
Call.
Right.
Of course, if you are a subscriber to our newsletter, you're getting this stuff overnight, last night.
Yeah.
So on and so forth. But if you're not, if you'd like to become a subscriber to our newsletter, sure. Feel free, you can go to any of our websites, datadoctors.com or computerproblems.com, and you'll see a place where you can subscribe to our newsletter. It's absolutely free, no spam, and we conform to the industry standard where once you subscribe, you then have to reply to a message saying, yes, I really did subscribe, so we follow all the rules. And we had an email from somebody saying, hey, I had a computer crash, and I lost all my data and all the information I had that Data Doctors provides I was keeping, and I lost it all. And
yeah, it's from Frank. It says, my computer crashed. I lost all my Data Doctors info. And I'm thinking at first, what's that? And then he says, I was keeping Ken's help items. I think he means your columns.
Yeah.
And when I went to your site today, I was unable to locate his columns. Please advise. Thank you, Frank.
Frank, if you actually, there's a couple different ways you can get to my columns. It actually is about 2 years, just over 2 years worth of my columns posted at computerproblems.com. So you can either go directly there and you'll see my smiling face, or if you see the free help link on our Data Doctors website, that takes you to Computer Problems. And for anyone else out there, I get a lot of people emailing saying, hey, I lost that article you wrote, you know, whatever. We post all of them.
So we don't lose them.
All you Tribune subscribers, if you lost the article, you like to clip them or what have you, you can just go to our website and get the archives.
And print them.
Do whatever you like.
And lick your screen if you wanted to, like,
you can
mail them.
Cut and paste.
I don't know.
Are we anywhere
and if,
at all?
If you can't remember computerproblems.com because that's too tough, datadoctors.com/help.
Wow.
I get you there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
We have so much content, it's nauseating.
It's silly and it's disgusting.
And speaking of nauseating, do we have a caller?
We got callers all over the place. He's trying to figure out who's where on what base and what they're doing. Oh, he says, yeah, just go ahead and ad lib, guys.
Well, no, we got plenty of emails to read.
Oh, we got lots of emails.
Frank.
We've got Comdex. Somebody wanted to know if we're going to be at Comdex this year, and I think we're not going to Comdex this year because...
Actually, Comdex is competing with the Digital Expo something computing. There's like a show that apparently is going to be bigger than it at the same time as Comdex.
Right. And for anybody who's interested, Comdex is taking place starting, I believe, this coming week. So it's going on all week as usual, and it's just a big gathering of geeks, a gaggle of geeks, if you will. And it's something that goes on pretty much yearly that who knows if it'll continue yearly because it's, wow,
it
information
used to be,
overload.
It used to be the largest convention in the world, a 250,000 attendees, I mean, just ridiculous stuff, and now it's competing with another show. So it's,
it was only a matter of time, just like computers are starting to merge with other electronics. You know, there's three or four different shows. There's one called CES, Consumer Electronics Show. There's Comdex, which was supposed to be computer-specific. There's, what's the other one? There's a couple others that are very, very similar kinds of shows. They didn't used to be because computers were not home electronics, but now they're becoming more and more home electronics, and your stereo is becoming a computer, and your refrigerator is becoming a computer, and because everything's merging, I see these shows kind of merging as well, because all these shows are now starting to have the exact same things, because they're all convergent. So
if you're a hardcore computer guy, then Comdex is probably the show for you. If you're not a hardcore computer person, if you just want to see all the consumer electronics, the convergent stuff, I mean, there's, you know, these recording devices and TVs that take pictures and allow you to do email and telephones. If you want to see all those gadgets and things of that nature, then the Consumer Electronics Show is the one.
And that one comes up in like a month or so. Maybe, is it after the first of the year this year?
Yes,
I don't remember.
It's usually in January.
But the consumer, the key word is if you're a consumer, then the Consumer Electronics Show is for you. If you're somebody in the industry, then the Comdex Show may be the one for you. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got lots of your calls and questions queuing up as we speak at 602-277-5827. It is the Computer Corner. It is News Radio 620 KTAR. It is Brandon Disney. It is Ken Colburn. And it is so much more that we can't even describe. Back right after this short break.
The Suns return home tonight, and the Purple Palace comes alive for a solid week of home cooking. Get your tickets at Suns.com and join us at 6 for Suns Tonight. Then be here for the Suns and Pistons tonight at 7. It's Marion, Marbury, and Stoudemire, the Matrix, versus the Bad Boys from Detroit. Your Phoenix Suns and the Pistons, only on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Payments plus tax and license with $19.95 down on approved credit.
Hi, this is Ed Moses Jr. Year-end savings are happening now at Ed Moses Dodge during our year-end sales drive. The best deals in America just got better. Buy as low as dealer invoice and keep the cash back up to $4,500. Or drive a new Dodge Ram truck with a 5.7 Hemi from only $269 a month. All remaining Durangos are on sale just $359 a month. And Caravans from only $279 a month. All backed with our 7-year, 70,000-mile...